Okay. Call the meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Gordon Ford.
Here.
Donna Rayley.
Here.
Maria DeAnda.
Here.
Jason Gordo. Mike Lynch.
Here.
Jim DeMartini. Darren Garrett.
Here.
Michael O'Neill.
Here.
Jeff Grover.
Here.
Joan Clendenin.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Alrighty. Announcements. Any announcements? No announcements. No public comment. Consent items. I need to pull item D. Anybody else?
Gordon, you're gonna have to speak up.
I'm pulling item D, as in dog.
Mr. Chairman, a clarification on the minutes. It was nice that I was singled out as being present, but I was absent at the January 28th meeting.
Got it.
So just a little small correction there.
Alrighty.
Were you the only present one?
Well, I was the only present one in my class. The other ones were present in their class.
For other consent?
Anybody need to pull any other consent items, or can I get a motion for?
Pulling item D is requested by the chairman and the correction for the prior meeting minutes. I'll make a motion to approve the remaining consent item.
Do you want item G out, too?
Oh.
I second that.
And G.
And G out. I'll make that correction.
Okay. And I get a second for that?
Got a second.
Okay. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Passes. So I go to D. D is the continuing education.
I did not attend the COPOL this year, so I need to correct that removal. I'll take for a moment to see if it's accurate or not.
Did you attend last year?
I did attend last year.
I did attend last year.
This is for the
prior year, the 12.
Right.
I attended 12, I did not attend the 13.
Okay.
Or 14.
Okay.
Probably doesn't mean a whole lot to people in my particular case, which is extremely important, because I have to file with the state in order to be allowed to run for reelection. However, due to budget cuts, they eliminated that portion of the state.
So does this help or hurt you, Ron? And
I don't know. I have enough units, it doesn't matter.
So except for OPAL. So except for OPAL, it's a clean slate for this year.
I want to check with everybody else to make sure that they also had a chance to look at it. Have no other corrections?
Mine is correct.
You're correct, okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
How many hours are we supposed to have?
24 in a 2-year period.
24?
Alrighty, can I get a motion on item D?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes. Item G. You want to pull G?
Well, I just have a general question, again, about retirements, especially disability retirements. There has to be a way that employers can judge whether or not people are inclined to take advantage of the rules. And I keep seeing over and over again people who have disabilities, not disabling disabilities, but disabilities, like the guy with the bad back, who 5 years later is working on a disability, work-connected disability retirement. There's got to be some training that HR staff can have that can ferret out folks that are likely to cause problems later down the line.
Okay, I mean, this is a very touchy subject,
I know that,
And let me assure you that Ted Cabral is not looking at 5 years down the road when he makes his recommendations to the board. He's looking at the facts as they exist right now.
I'm talking about hiring
them
hiring
back.
Point.
Hiring them.
Originally.
No.
Oh.
No, not hiring them, but hiring people. G is the disability retirements.
I think that that's something that's not under our blanket, our umbrella, that that needs to be taken to a different level.
No, but we have gone to, pardon me?
What's that?
ADA laws, they have, if they can meet and pass all the qualifications that they have to go through, then the county has to hire them, because there's no reason, even if they've got pre-existing due to ADA laws.
It defies common sense.
Mr. Chairman, I know,
Wait a minute.
No, I know this is an important topic, but I think we're getting off of the, off of 5G, which is the agenda item, for approval or denial of these, items. I think if we want to.
Maybe it's a member.
It's, well, it could be members forum, or it could be something we can place on the next meeting agenda, so of point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Understand.
Okay, can I get a motion then regarding G?
Move to approve.
Okay, second, please.
Second.
Got a second? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, that takes us to six. Executive Director.
Okay, this, if you recall, item six A, discussion and action regarding section 3168024, reinstatement from retirement. If you recall, a couple weeks ago, we had a member, Rick Dodge, show up and ask if the board would consider recommending this benefit to the county board of supervisors for inclusion into their contract with Stan Sarah. What I did was I went back and talked to some folks in the executive office there at the county, and they indicated that there may be some interest in this benefit. So we're not asking you to discuss this matter right now, what it would entail. What we're asking you simply is to give staff permission to go back and research this item, find out what implications exist, and there's going to be some tax issues, some legal issues, and how to interpret the law that I'm not frankly comfortable making right now. The tendency for increased pension risk, the cost of Tulip Tyler, our pension administration system, these are things that we need to think about and discuss before you all can make a wise decision here as to whether you think this is a good thing to do. So, and we think that it's probably going to cost $7,500 in legal fees and consultant time and staff research to be able to put this together and bring it back for a possible recommendation to the board of supervisors.
I have a question. Did you look at if there are any temporary changes that would come into play?
That's what we need to research. Let me tell you that I did not spend any time other than very cursorily figuring out what I'm going to need to research, because I wanted to wait until you told me to go forth and do it. I don't want to spend the time if you didn't want to undertake this. So we're starting from a clean slate, and we're going to have all these questions answered later on.
My concern is that in all the years that I've certainly been here, we've never ever, that I'm aware of, had anybody come back and say, we want to come back to work after they've retired. It's not a whole lot of money, but if it is money, would it be well spent to do something that would benefit maybe this gentleman and no one else? Or do we want to just have it on the books so that we know just in case other people want to come back?
Well, my understanding is that we would be directing staff to do the research and technical analysis of this, so then the county, i.e. the Board of Supervisors, can make a decision as to whether they want to adopt this or not. So that's what we're directing. Well, it's going to cost money to do that research and technical analysis, yes. The ultimate long-term cost, if there is any, is going to be borne out by the employers, i.e. the county and the other employers and special districts. So, but none of them can make a decision now if this is something they want to do decision making in the dark, because they don't have any information.
And of course, our analysis will be strictly from a pension perspective. There are a host of other issues outside of pension arena that the county is going to have to consider, healthcare costs, disability costs, and so forth. But I am only going to focus on the pension aspect of this decision.
So Rick, you think we should do this?
I do have a question.
Okay, I'll answer your, what do you got?
If I understood what he said correctly, there is a job opening for a full-time position that he's doing a contract filling now, and if he can't have a full-time position, he loses his contract because there won't be space for him. Is that the deal?
I don't remember clearly the argument, but sounds right.
I have some concerns about this issue, and they may be completely baseless, but I worry that we're going to create a revolving door sort of situation where somebody has an issue, they decide to retire for a year or two, then they want to come back. And I just, I don't know, do we want to go there? That seems like a lot of work for staff. They retired, they come back. Do they retire again and come back?
What you're talking about is something that we need to look at. This is something that could change employees' attitudes on retirements and coming back to work. And anytime you institute a change that will force people to think differently about what they want to do later on, it could have long-term implications on the plan. And that's one of the things that we want to look into and find out if there are any long-term implications to the health of the plan. If this is only a couple people here and there, we're probably talking about a fly on an elephant's back. But if this does truly change people's attitudes towards retirement, then it could have some lasting effects on the way we fund the plan. And we want to make sure that we have those bases covered.
Let me take this example just a little bit further, going off of what you just said.
Pardon?
Let me take it a little bit further. Say this gentleman wants to apply for the job. What if he's not offered the job? Does he have to unretire first? And if he's rejected, he retires again, say a month later, for discussion's sake. So what's taking the revolving door example? I mean, we could be talking, taking off a year sabbatical.
Let me reverse that. So he applies for the job, and he's accepted for the job. And he accepts a job, and they say, oh, wait a minute, you're retired. We can't hire you.
Screws up the employer.
Well, we're asking, there's been an interest. I put it on here to see if there was an interest by the CEO's office, if they want to adopt this code section or not. And the Board of Supervisors has the ultimate and final authority. There's been an interest by the CEO's office for us to do the technical research of this from the retirement standpoint, so they know what the true long-term impacts are to the system and ultimately their costs that they have to pay for the system. That's all we're doing at this point. The Board of Supervisors can put this on the agenda item in a month. If they decide, we don't care what retirement said, this is good for us, we're going to do it, and then we've got to implement it. That's not their way of doing it, but they have the ability to do that.
Then wouldn't it be better than to say, we're going to consider this, so we'll look at it? So
who?
Board of Supervisors.
Well,
and then they can instruct us they're, to do our side.
We're going to have to do this work. Well, whether or not, if we're at this point or if they had time to adopt it, I'd rather have us know all the facts and circumstances and let the decision makers have all the facts and circumstances as well.
Yes.
So the question for us today is simply whether to give staff instruction at this time.
Correct.
Knowing there's an expenditure, or not to pursue it at this time with the ability to pursue it later.
Yeah, I would
first whether or not it's a good idea.
No, I think, I'm sorry. I think that we need to gather the facts first and then decide whether it's a good idea.
There may be an employee somewhere who retired for whatever reason and he's back 5 years later and the county needs the guy.
They can get a personal service contract with anybody.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to ask a question of staff. Of the $7,500 that you anticipate, how much is that is staff time that we're going to spend no matter
what? About $2,500, about a third of it.
So it's about $5,000.
Yes.
In consulting,
yes.
And the issues you're covering are the ones listed.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion and move approval of the staff recommendation to direct staff to begin research involving implementation of government code section 316804.
Second.
Have a motion, second. Okay, any discussion?
The only thing that I would discuss is, it just occurred to me while we were having this conversation, one of the things, and you'll probably stumble across this anyway, is I'm retired. You know, I have benefits that go to my wife. I go back to work. I'm unretired. I die while I'm unretired. Now, she's not going to get that continuing benefit because I'm not retired.
Well, I can't answer that question.
You'll find it out in your research.
I think that you would get the optional form of the benefit for your past service and your current service. I can't imagine where you would lose that.
I can call the question.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not curious.
No other discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, passes. And I need a motion to go to closed session.
Are you going to go to closed session?
Second.
Move the second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye? No.
No.
The only closed session item we have is one of the reasons.
Rick, you need me to stay?
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Nice meeting you all.
Good to meet you.
Thank you. Yes.
Negotiate.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Darren Garrett moved to direct staff to enter into an agreement with Northern Trust under the most favorable terms possible, subject to Northern Trust providing its substantive reasons in writing as to why Northern Trust declines to accept proposed fiduciary language from Stan Serra, and give authority to executive director to execute the agreement with Northern Trust, and direct staff to accept the accept staff's recommendations A, B, and C.
Rick, that doesn't give anything away. I mean, after his first conversation tomorrow morning.
No, I know.
It's exactly the same thing he's going to say.
I just realized we're not going to put this out anywhere for another week.
Right.
Question to me, the roll call vote.
Roll call vote as follows. Gordon Ford, yes. Donna Riley, yes. Maria DeAnda, yes. Mike Lynch, yes. Darren Garrett, yes. Michael O'Neill, yes. Jeff Grover, yes. No, no's.
Moving right along, item 8.
Oh, I was going to say, did I have some? Nothing for me.
No. Any item?
I just want to say again that I think somebody, and I don't know who the proper person is, I mean, maybe you've talked to personnel about how to, some kind of training that would allow human resource people to identify potential disability factors with prospective employees that will lead to less demand for work-related disability claims.
Okay, I'm not so sure I can do anything with that.
That's a risk management.
It is, and it's also a sensitive issue in terms of hiring practices.
Well, I think, if you want that discussed, I think you should ask that issue be put at the next meeting's agenda, and then you can have a discussion about it. Because otherwise, I don't think we can discuss that right now. This is just a time for you to propose future discussion items. If you want that discussed at a board meeting.
I think we ought to discuss it.
Okay, here's my only problem
with
that.
And figure out who best should handle it.
That's the problem. That's all.
And then make the recommendation.
That's all it's going to do.
Yeah. But shouldn't be that be something that perhaps would go before the board
of supervisors?
Because that we only anyways, my two cents is we just go with the...
Well, let's just, I think if she's discussion, if she'd asked to put it on the agenda, then let's just discuss it and we can have that discussion on the agenda.
Okay, and just be forewarned that I don't know if I'm gonna have much for you.
I'll send you.
Okay. If it's on the agenda, we talk about it.
Yes.
Our friends at Raven have come up with another proposal for investment that their proposal is larger than their policy in terms of the percentage of the fund. So, which throws them into a discussion with their advisory group. So tomorrow, 1 o'clock, Rick and I are gonna call in to, and we're gonna do it from either this room or his office and be a part of a conference call that discusses the investment. They'll get her input on it. No.
You wanna come back to work? Are you kidding?
No.
Have to fill out a form.
He's got heroin working, you don't need to work.
Yes, no, I'm, no.
Let's move on to that.
Nothing from me.
Nothing.
Just to, as part of the disability discussion, when we have it, Rick, I've always been interested in the issue of, you know, of disability fraud from the context, you know, there's always a newspaper article that says so-and-so got disability and now they're a soccer player, right? I wanna know, do we have any measurements of disability fraud? Who prosecutes it? Does anybody prosecute it? Is there any such a thing as disability fraud, or is this a creation of the press?
I think those are fair questions that I've actually asked staff before. But we can talk about this on the agenda item. But what I've found is that there ain't a whole heck of a lot we can do once the board approves the disabilities.
But in cases of fraud, I mean, I just wanna know who's in charge of prosecuting fraud for this?
We can answer those questions.
And do they do it? I bet you they don't.
I'm sorry, but... Maybe, yes, maybe when you're doing that discussion and research, there's always gonna be a certain amount of, certain level of disability. If you could check with the other counties and see, yeah, are we out of whack? Do we have way more or less? You know, I mean, because there is going to be a baseline there somewhere. And, you know, are we within, you know, the standard deviation of the baseline?
Wow.
Good.
Very technical.
Yeah.
You must have gone to a...
Impressive. You've been hanging around me too much.
No, are we gonna start the meeting at 1?
That's actually a good thing. We will have a long agenda next meeting. I'm gonna probably put this off till the admin meeting in March because we've got a full slate.
That's fine.
We were normally, Graham Schmidt is here on this day. I don't know if you've noticed that we didn't have the actuarial evaluation on the agenda today. His wife just had a baby, and so he wasn't actually able to make it today. Yeah, but I do have preliminary.
So he's busy doing his own actuarial now.
Yeah. How much money do I need in the next 20
years?
So we do plan on having then Graham here on the investment meeting, which is again going to add to that because we want to get these results approved as quickly as possible and give them off to the counties and all our other plan sponsors so they can start preparing for these costs.
So was it a boy or a girl?
It was a boy.
About an 8-pounder.
Yep. They have 2 boys.
Yeah.
No, girl.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.